The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Nedarim, Daf Pedalid. Today's daf is being studied. Ainu Nishmat Morzekenir, Rabbi Yosef ben Sarah, Abraham ben Esther, Hashem Tirham began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. The Refuah Shlema, Sarah Bat Rachel, the Sarah Ruhama Bat Rachel, the Ainu Nishmat Rachel Bat Shulamit. Hashem ben Dina, Inna Refana Lahem. And today's daf is being studied. Le'ilui Nishmat Victoria Bat Zarife. That your site is today. Ruach Hashem Tanihana Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Pegimel Amud Bet. Just to recap the sugya that we're involved in. We have the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, a lady comes along and says, "Kunam anisha nene lebriyot." Right? She says, she's forbidding herself to have any hana'a from the people. No hana'a from the briyot. So the Gemara says that the husband cannot be mefer such a neder. So we want to understand what's the pshat why the husband cannot be mefer such a neder. And then the Gemara Mishnah goes on to say, and she's muteret to have leket shecha and pe'ah. Those are the entitlements that she gets as the aniim. So the Gemara began and said, must be that what? I'm just going to read the Gemara quickly again. Alma, efshad de mitzena medile, must be the reason why he cannot be mefer, because it's not inu nefesh, because he could feed her. And therefore she's not being inui, she's getting food from the husband. Michlal, de baal, not michlal biriyotu. So the Gemara implies that what? It must be the husband is not included in the biriyot. Yeah, when the lady says, not going to be in the nefesh with biriyot, the husband's not involved, therefore the husband can be mehaneha, therefore it's not inu nefesh. He was no, we have a question from the sefa. V'yichula le'anot b'leket shekha u'pe'ah. Which means, it's mashma from that part, that she can eat leket shekha u'pe'ah, aval mideba'al lo achla. Right? She's only able to eat leket shekha u'pe'ah, because she's an aliyah, but she cannot eat from the husband. So make up your mind, is the husband included in the biriyot, or he's not included? That's basically the question the Gemara. Alma baal bichlal biriyotu. So Amar Ula, first answer to the Gemara, Ula said, le'olam lav bichlal biriyotu. Really, I'll tell you, she's not included in the, he's not included in the biriyot. Therefore, he's able to support her. And therefore, he's able to give her mizunot. Ve'od en yachol lafim deshichol elob b'nechat shechal pe'ah. And the Gemara is giving you a different reason. Even if, let's say, the guy was a poor guy, and therefore he wouldn't be able to support her, and therefore you'd say it's inu nefesh, still he cannot be mefer, because she has rights to eat like a chal pe'ah, and therefore she's not, it's not a nyan of inu nefesh. She's able to get a food source from somewhere else. Okay, that was the answer of Ula. Rava amal de olam baal bichlal biriyotu. Oh, really, I'll tell you that, no, the baal is included in the biriyot. Also, if he's included in the biriyot, so that's it. The baal cannot feed her, and she cannot get food from anywhere else. That's inu nefesh. So the question then is, why can't he be nefer? So the Gemara says, "Uma ta'am kamar, ma ta'am in yachol nefer." What's the reason why the husband cannot be nefer? Mepeneshi yachola liyanot beleket shechal pe'ah. Because since she is now eligible to leket shechal pe'ah, so therefore it's not inu nefesh. Therefore, really, according to Rabbi, he is included in the neder. When she says, "I'm setting myself for the biriyot," husband included. Husband included, so she cannot have enough from the husband, she cannot have enough from the biriyot, she should be able to be mefer. No, you know why? Because she can tap into the lekach chal pe'ah, therefore she's still able to have a sustenance. Now look at the Ran. Ran will be very, very important. Rav Amar, le'olam ba'al bichlal biriyotu. Right? U'ma ta'am, come on. Ma ta'am in yachol, afna she yachol, le'olam lekach chal pe'ah. Okay, v'svira lila rabba de'af al gav, de'lo ketarit mepeneshi yichola lehanot. Even though it doesn't say those words, it doesn't say mepeneshi yichola, which really, according to what Rabba's learning, the leket shechal pe'ah is giving a reason. Why did I tell you it cannot be mefer? Because, even though it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, memela mashma, de'ma tam kamar, you have to say that automatically, that's the pshat. Now, v'kasha tuva. Now, here's a question. What's the question? We had a case in the previous Mishnah where the guy came along, the lady made a neder and said, "I am not having hana'a from the fruit of this store." And that was the only store that the husband was able to get credit from. So we came along in that case and we said that the husband is able to be mefir. Now, l'chaorah, why doesn't he be able to be mefir? Let her go get leket shecha u'pe'ah. Why is it any different in this case over here? Which means, as long as she's eligible for Lekat Shechal Pe'ah, we say what? Doesn't become a mefer. So in that case over there, she's aniyah. She can't get food from the store because the guy cannot grant it. No problem. He should not be able to be mefer. Can't she get Lekat Shechal Pe'ah? Chal Rabbi has a stira between the two Mishnayot. The Ran answers, he comes along and says, that case was talking about where she made the neder in the winter months, where there is no Lekat Shechal Pe'ah available. Wow. Our Mishnah is talking about where she made it in the spring, where the fields are producing fruit. So in the Hanami, that case over there, if it would, she made that neder in the winter, spring, she would be, he would not be able to be mefer. Let's read that inside. The Ran comes along and says, Ul Rava, mi gara'e b'riyot u'ba'al mefirot mehen v'ani she'en p'nasrato ela memenu d'ktani yafer m'shub anu nefesh? V'afilu Rabbi Yosef, v'tiret saram bar shni'ur z'kono l'vacha, דאכא בשלקתה לקט שחל פאה ויכולה היא לענות ממנו וכתתה לי יכולה היא לענות בלקט שחל פאה וכך לא יפר ולאה בשנדה בימות הגשמים שאי אפשר לה לקוט משום הכי יפה אוף סיזן לקט שחל פאה was not available. So let's go now to the next answer. We get to Rav Nachman's answer. Rav Nachman אמר לעולם בעליו בכלל בריותו. Really I'll tell you the husband is not part of the בריות. Oh, and therefore since he's not part of the video, that's why it cannot be mefer. Because why? Because Bama can still have an a'a from the husband, and therefore it's not considered einu nefesh. Oh, so what's this lekat shechal business? So he says, v'hachi katani, nitgarsha yechola lihanot pelekat shechal pe'ah. Which means like this. When, as long as they're married, you don't even got to come out to lekat shechal pe'ah. As long as they're married, if the husband supplied the food, therefore he cannot make hafara because it's not inyan of einu nefesh. The lekat shechal pe'ah plays in the event where, let's say now, they get divorced, right? So in this case over here, the neder is still honor, which means the husband will not be able to be mefer as well, which is the neder does not go off. Why? Because she still has the ability to be nehneh from lekat shechal pe'ah. Look at that in the Ran, please. Rav Nachman Amar, four lines at the bottom. בעליו בכלל בריאותו, משום מה, כי לא יפר. שאם לא הייתה יכולה לענות ממנו, because, according to this answer of Rav Nachman, if she wasn't able to be נהנה, אף הפי שיכולה להנות מלקת שחל פאה, אינו נפש, אבי. Which is this rabbi holds of Nachman, just because you're having לקת שחל פאה, that's אינו נפש, by the way. That's still considered אינו נפש, which means, the only way to take it out of אינו נפש, is you have to say the husband could be מהנה his wife. Now, ומפר, ואחי כאן, נתגרשה, יכולה להנות בלקת שכה ופאה, דלת פאו טובת הנאה דעזיבה כתיבה והו. Which means, we know that when you go take לקת שכה ופאה, that's not getting a הנאה. Right? Because the Torah doesn't say you give the לקת שכה ופאה, she says the guy leaves it. So therefore, when the lady's taking לקת שכה ופאה, it's not considered that she's getting a הנאה. Now, וכמה שמעלה, מוצא חדוש עובר, תשכה נתגרשה, יחזור הבעל להיות בכלל איסור הבריות. Once they get divorced, now the husband becomes part of the biriyot again. Now, he was only not part of the biriyot because he was married. Ba'al lav bichlad biriyot, according to Rav Nachman. Therefore, lo yafir. Good, now he gets divorced. What happens now? Now he's part of the group again. Now he's part of the biriyot. And therefore, she cannot have an a'a from anybody. So it's a ve'en la le'anot illa b'leket shechal pe'ah. And that's all it's saying. When the Mishnah is saying, u'muteret b'leket shechal pe'ah, it's saying, listen to the way Rav Nachman is on the Mishnah. As long as they're married, husband can be mehaneh the wife. Why? Because ba'al lav bichlal b'riyot. So what does it mean? Umuta b'lekat shechal pe'ah. It's just telling you. You should know. But once there's a divorce, he's with everybody else, and therefore he cannot be mehaneh. So the only thing she'll qualify for is what? Lekat shechal pe'ah. It's just giving you the deen that the husband reverts back to the b'riyot in the case of a divorce. How is the Mishnah teaching you that? That in the case of the divorce, she's eligible for lekat shechal pe'ah. What do you mean? Let her have an af from this guy. No, this guy's not a husband anymore. No. Once he's not a husband anymore, he's included in the biriyot. That's the way that Nachman understands our Mishnah. Good. So now comes the Gemara and says, "Eti be Rava Rav Nachman." Rava has a question to Rav Nachman. Uba alav bichlal biriyotu. Oh, are you telling me that the husband is not part of the biriyot? That when a lady says, I'm making hana'ah, no hana'ah for the biriyot, you're telling me the husband is not included? I cannot accept that. Why? We had to now, we left in the Mishnah, netula ani min Yehudim. Remember we said a lady comes along and says she's netula from the Yehudim. How do we learn netula? She forbids herself from having tashmish to all the Yehudim. Now she didn't specify husband, not husband. She just said, all the Yehudim are included in this ban. So the Gemara said, what are you supposed to do in this case? Yafir halko. So the husband has to come along and mimifir his section of the neder. Ute mishameshto, and then he could have to smish with her. Ute netulam reyudim. But what? The Yehudim are remaining beisur. Now the e amart ba'al lav bichlal b'riyotu. That if you're going to come and tell me that the husband is not included in b'riyot nidre inui nefesh hin, then this would have a status of nidre inui nefesh v'yafer la le'olam, and it should be able to be mefer the ned of the husband forever. Now this is a tricky question over here. To appreciate this question, we have to look at the Ran. The Ran is found all the way on the bottom, the last big Ran on the page. V'ikar nasheh de garseh. See the Buddha Matel Shani Hacha? Now four lines after that, V'ikar nasheh de garseh. The Ran explains exactly what this question is like this. V'ikar nasheh de garseh. There's certain girsot that have the following, which is our girsa, incidentally. V'i amart ba'ala v'chla b'riyot. If you tell me, like Rav Nachman, that the Baal is not included in the Biriyot, Nidre Inui Nefeshu, then this Nid that she made would have a status of Inui Nefesh, Vilefe La Le'olam, Vaki Pirusho, I Amar Pishlama. If you want to say, the Baal Bechlal Biriyotu, that the husband is included in the Biriyot, Vechi Amra Nitula Ani Mina Yehudim, and when she comes along and says these words, Nitula Ani Mina Yehudim, Ba'ala bichlal, and the husband is included. Now again, she never said anything about tashmish, this lady. She just said, netula ani, I am removed from the Yehudim. We're trying to understand, what was she talking about? Now if the husband is included, ika lefirushe, we can explain it, dechi amra netula ani min Yehudim, mitashmish ka amra. She means tashmish, why? Sheba'al le'esor tashmish ba'ala hamutar la im tashmish kol Yehudim. Which means, if the husband's included, I could say that her neder obviously was to forbid something that's normally permitted with a husband, and she wants to forbid it from a husband like everybody else. Again, I want to interpret netula. So if you tell me the husband is included, which means netula ani min kol yehudim, and the husband is bichlal kol yehudim, so obviously she's coming to be osir something that would be normally permitted without the neder. And what is that? Tashmish. And therefore, just like I'm forbidden to everybody else, I want to include my husband also from the tashmish. Good. And therefore, in that case, what's the thing going to be? Yafir halko bilvad. Okay, so then already we're going to tell the husband, this is already bino lebena. Now already this is between, personal neder between the husband and the wife. So what's the thing going to be? Be mefer. Now, the imtit garesh, tehe nitula min ayudim. And what's the law of a bino lebena neder? That he's only able to be meferet legabe himself. But legabe ahirim, the neder stays. So therefore, in the event that they get divorced, the neder will still be intact legabe everybody else. Therefore, it says, Mishum, and that's what we said above, by the way. We said that in the event that they get divorced, the issue is going to remain on everybody else. So that makes sense if you learn that the husband was included. However, if you say it like this, when she said, Netula ani mina Yehudim, if the husband was not included, so she must have been talking about something else. She was not talking about Tashmish. Because the husband was never included in the subject of it. She wasn't getting the husband into a new item. Whatever remained mutar to the husband, remains mutar to the husband. Ela what? V'chi amra netula ani mina Yehudim ena ba'al bichlal. The husband was not included. So what was she saying then? She's asuta tashmish anyway to other people. She's married. What does it mean netula ani mina Yehudim? Tashmish she can't have with them anyway. So what was she talking about? So she must have been talking about something that normally should be permissible with ahirim, and she's coming to forbid herself. And imken, if shalom ad tashmish kamra. Why? Dehabelon edran hami mitzera v'hana'at. Tashmish. No, she's forbidden anyway, but that's because she's married. Ela, akurak netula ani mehanat perotehem ka'amra. She must be referring to what? Fruit. Which means she's saying, I am not going to have any hanav. Let's say perot. If they give me perot. She's forbidding, which perot no means mutar. Yeah, she could have perot from somebody else. She's forbidding us some. Avim ken. So what comes out? Nidre ainu nefesh inun. So now this turns out to become
What's the neder of the fruit? That's considered like a neder of einui nefesh. And what's the law of a neder of einui nefesh? Yafir la le'olam. Then already the husband should have rights to be mefer forever. Which means, even after the divorce, once the husband is mefer, so therefore it's mefer the whole time forever. Now, good. So that right, because this is already considered inu nefesh. So again, like, let's appreciate this question outside now. That's the way that answers the question. Rav Nachman, you want to give me a klal over? You want to tell me the husband is not bichlal? Good, I accept. But how are you going to explain me now this Mishnah? Lady came along and said, Netula ani mikola Yehudi. Husband is not bichlal. Good. So therefore, you're asserting something that's mutar ta'achirim, and you want to forbid. Your husband's not involved there, because your husband's not included over here. So, Ella, what do you want to say? You can't say that she meant amasut to tashmish to the other people. Yasut anyway to tashmish to other people. If the husband was bichlal, I could say it was about tashmish, because she's coming to say that what was permissible to my husband now in the Netula min Yehudim, I'm forbidding the tashmish. Right, good. But she didn't say that. She said, Netula min Yehudim, you tell me the husband's not bichlal, must be she's coming to oser perot on the harim. Oh, so that's the deen of, when she comes to oser herself from perot, that's the deen of what? Einui nefesh. So you told me what? The Baal is able to be mefer. Right? The Baal can be mefer. Why? Because it's a case of einui nefesh. So the Gemara is asking, what are you talking about? If it's a case of einui nefesh, so the chaura, the deen should be that when the Baal is mefer, it should be mefer le'olam. Because the deen of einui nefesh, once the husband takes it off, the gamli. And here we said in this case over here that nidgarsha, the neder is asuta at other people. So that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, v'yafela le'olam. Emalach, the Gemara says, Shani hacha demucha milta de'al hetera ka'asra nafsha. So therefore, and therefore, what's the question? Therefore, you have to tell me what? That we have to tell you the Baal is bichlal. You have to tell me. The Baal is bichlal, and that's why Musbi was talking about tashmish, and therefore, because it was talking like you, it would be einu nefesh. So the Gemara wants to say, really, according to Rav Nachman, he can understand this case. Really, normally speaking, the Baal is not bichlal the olam, not bichlal the biriyot. But in this case over here, you're forced to say it because the language that she said, netula ani, that language, netula ani, is mashma tashmish. And therefore, from the language itself of what she said, it's mashma that she was including the husband in this case. But means she's without a language that's mochiyah, and the husband's not included. Mm-hmm. But this case, because the language that she used is mashma that it was a tashmish language. If you say it's a tashmish language, so then it already means the husband was obviously bechlal. She's don't bring me a raya from this case. The words are mochiyah, that it's a different case. Look at the Ran, the way he says that. Look at the Ran, it's three lines at the bottom. Umifarkinan. Shani hacha. Those words are mashma tashmish. It doesn't master those words perot. Normally a baal is not included in the biriyot. However, but here we have no choice to say it because the language that tula ani is, she's removing herself from something that would normally be permissible to the husband, which is tashmish, which means really Rav Nachman just saying, don't ask me from that case. There's an overriding factor why that case, the husband is included. Because the Lashon is Masra, she's Tashmish, which means Netula is synonymous with Tashmish. Now, if you say it's Tashmish, well, she's Asur Tashmish anyway to other people. Ela must be she was referring to a husband. That's exactly the point. Husband is Beklal. Because this case is Mucha. Okay, beautiful. That's the Gemara's answer. Okay, just one point, we want to speak it out, that the question was asked by the Ran, it's actually really the question of the Rashba as well, and the Rosh, and saying in this case over here, where the Ran is calling it Einui Nefesh, in the Gemara's question, the Chara Einui Nefesh, if he's saying that she's Osir herself from Perot of Ahirim, so therefore why is the Baal be Mefer? Let her get food from the husband. So the Ran said that when she said Netulani Min Yehudim, she means that I'm not going to benefit fruit, not only directly when it comes from the Yehudim, but even if my husband buys it from the other people, and it comes to my husband from them, it's also going to be asus. Therefore, that's considered really a inu nefesh. That's what the Gemara had half a minute to say. Yafir, and therefore the Gemara's question is yafir le'olam. He should be able to be mefir le'olam on a
Inu nefesh item. So the Gemara came along and said, you're right, this case is different. This case over here, she was really referring to tashmish, and the husband was included, even though normally the husband is not included, but netula is mashma tashmish. Then we have to say this is an exceptional case. Comes the Gemara continues. So he said what? She's able to have hana'ah from neket shechal pe'ah, which reads like one of the aniyim. What's the pshat? The neket shechal pe'ah is not considered a hana'ah from the biriyot. Now that's considered getting a hana'ah. And we explained why, because it says la'ani v'lagir ta'azov otam, they just leave it in the field. It's not a nitina, it's not giving it. Therefore there's no tovat hana'ah. It's not considered that she's getting a hana'ah from them. Right? Because the logic over there is that when the Torah says, let's say, to give something, right? When there's a netina, so that means I have a right to give it to whoever I want. So therefore, basically, the one that's giving it to this person is really giving that person hana'ah. So I could have gave it to somebody else. So therefore, there's a certain gratitude that you're obligated. If I'm obligated to gratitude, it means you did me a favor. Right? If I owe you gratitude, that means you did me a favor. That's called tovat hana'ah. In Lake Chalpear, there's no inyan of Tomatana because the understanding it is the Torah doesn't say give it. It's there for the taking. Therefore, even though she forbade herself from having Hana'ah, it's like instead of getting Hana'ah from the people. Now the Gemara comes along and says, "Velo ketani maser ani." But it did not say in the Mishnah that she's able to get maser ani. Now let's review the story of the Masor very quickly, just so we have a clarity exactly how these things work. In a given year, let's have the Shemitah. Let's talk about the first, the second, the fourth, and the fifth year. The Shittivot Aveda, Aleph, Bet, Dalet, He. Let's talk about those years in Shemitah, how a farmer deals with his perot. He has perot. Very good. The first thing he does is he gives terumah. Terumah goes to the Kohen. That, let's say, Minat Torah is Chita Achat. Banan, they come along and say, it's 2%. 1/50th, that would be Ayin Benonit. 1/40th would be Ayin Yafa. 1/60th would be Ayin Ra'ah. Different levels, but that's Terumah goes to the Kohen.
Okay.
After he gives his Terumah, he has to give Masrot. The first Masrot he gives, obviously, is Masrot Rishon. Masrot Rishon is 10% given to the Levi. The Levi, in turn, has to take 10% of that. It's called Terumat Masrot, or Masrot Min Masrot, and he has to give it to the Kohen. Now, after that, there's another Masrot. It's called Masrot Sheni. The second Masrot, that the owner has to take another 10%, go to Yerushalayim, and eat those fruits in Yerushalayim. Okay, that's normally in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of Shemitah. In the third and the sixth year, there's no Masrot Sheni. Instead, it's Masrot Ani. See, the Terumah is given, the Masrot Rishon is given, Terumat Masrot is given, Masrot Ani is given to the Aniim. That is an entitlement to the poor. Now, we have a discussion of Demai. What is the name of Demai? Demai is somebody that buys fruit from an Am Ha'aretz. Now, Amma Aris is Hashud on Masrot. He's not Hashud on Terumah. We assume that Amma Aris is going to give his Terumah, that's already his Makpid on, but we're worried that he does not give his Masrot. Therefore, when you buy from an Amma Aris, that fruit is called Damai. Damai. We don't know what it is. Did he give his Masrot or not? Okay, so now we're going to discuss that we said in our Mishnah that this lady, she made a neder to the whole world. She's made neder. She's asuamin a biriyot. So we came along and said, but she's permissible to take lek and shecha and peah. What about Masrot Ani? Which means, why can't she take Masrot Ani as well? We'll have to see why. But the Gemara is making a diyuk. This type of entitlement, yeah, but Masrot Ani, no. Let's read that inside. Yecholai dem belek shecha peah. Velo ketay Masrot Ani. Vat debe beraita Masrot Ani. But we have a braita that says she can't get Masrot Ani. So we have a machloket between the Mishnah and the braita. Is she entitled to Masrot Ani or not? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, like a shah. Had be the ayes and had a banan. Okay, it's a machloket tanaim. Very simple. It's a machloket tanaim. What's the machloket tanaim? Rabbi Eliezer omer, Ein Adam sarich likrot shem shel ma'asir ani shel demai. When a person buys fruit from an ama'aris, we have a hashad, yeah, that maybe he didn't take his ma'asirot. You don't have to separate, you don't even have to designate the chalik of the ma'asir ani. By name. Ran, bottom line. Ein Adam sarich likrot shem ma'asir ani shel demai. Halokeh ma'ama'aris. Sarich la'aser v'litrom terumat ma'aser. You have to do two things. You have to take ma'aser, that's for the Levi, ma'aser Rishon. Then you have to take terumat ma'aser for the Kohen. V'notna le'Kohen. Now that's what you do over here. The ma'aser min ha'ma'aser, the owner gives it to the Kohen. You don't have to give to the Levi. He separates Maaseh Rishon. From that Maaseh Rishon takes another Maaseh, gives that Maaseh and Maaseh to Kohen. However, the Maaseh Rishon, the owner that bought it from the Amaz, can keep it. Why? So he says, Umaaseh Rishon Gufe Me'akebo. He's able to hold it Na'atzmo Achar Shefrish Share Mutal Zarim. We learned that Maaseh Rishon is permissible to be eaten even by non-Levim. So therefore, he's a non-Levi. Now, the Levi is going to come along and say, hey, that's mine. Prove it. Prove it. I bought this fruit over here, Misafik. I don't know if the Amaris gave Maaseh or not. And therefore, like, listen, the Turumat Maaseh, I can't benefit from it. I got to give it to the Kohen. I can't do anything with that. It's only for Kohanim. Mashiach and this over here, I could keep it myself. Also, the Levi's going to come along and say, hey, that's my Maaseh. Who told you it's my Maaseh? Prove to me that this guy didn't give it to you already. I'm going to go prove it. So, Mosim Mahadero, Alavaraya. That's what he says. Mosim Mahadero, Alavaraya. Shelot Fisho Maharis. Ava Maaseh Ani. Tenuran. In Sadiq Lafish. Maaseh Ani doesn't even have to be Mafish. Why? The Zvira, little bit of Ezer. The Afilu Vadai lo Hefrisho Menakni. Even if it's a Vadai, Eno Tobel. It doesn't make the fruit tebel. Shiye ochlo b'mita. Hilkach enu mafish b'safek. Which means the bili ha'ezer holds even further. You know for a fact, the guy tells you, I did not take ma'asin ani. This fruit over here is not tebel. Meaning, if the guy eats it, he's not hayab mita. Normally, when a person eats fruit that was not taken through motul ma'asrot, hayab mita. The bili ha'ezer says that even vadai, non-ma'asir ani does not make the item tebel. So certainly sefek. So the guy buys it from the Amaris, according to the Bila Ezer, what is his process? Take terumat ma'asir, give it to the Kohen, keep your ma'asir rishon, eat it, and don't even discuss ma'asir ani. Okay, continue. V'chemim omrim, chem say, no. Kore shem. You got it designated. Kore shem, you have to say, 10% of this fruit over here, wherever it is in the mix, is Maaseh Ani. You got to call it the name. The in Sarich Lafrish. But again, you don't have to give it to them. Why? You don't have to give it to them for the same reason why you don't have to give the Levi Maaseh Rishon. Because Maaseh Ani can be eaten by anybody. Now go prove. Go up the one. Ani comes along and says, hey, you have Maaseh Ani in there. Who said? Hamasi Mahavero Alavaraya. But with that, huh? No, he didn't say anything in this case. In this case, we're talking about he bought from Amaris. So when he bought from Amaris, certainly Hakamim hold when it's a Vadai, no question you have to separate the Maaseh and you have to give it to the Anim. Right. But in the case of Safek, they hold that still it is Tovel, which is if there's Maaseh Ani in there, the item is Tevel, if you eat it, you're going to be Hayav Mita. Yeah. So what do they say to do? Koreshim, designate. I mean, there's Maaseh Ani. Okay, you designate it, don't even take it out. Leave it in there. And then eat it. Because still Hamotzi Mahavero Alav Araya. Now the Ani, see there's two dinim over there. There's the Dine Isur, then you have the Dine Mamonot. On the Isur item, okay, you got to kosher up this pile. How do I kosher it up? Okay, there is Maaseh Ani in there. Okay, this is Mutar now. Now I got the Mamonot issue. The Ani comes along and says, hey, by the way, give me my Maaseh Ani. Who says you're entitled? Maybe you got it already. Maybe he gave it. Mamonot, you don't have to give it to him. Look at the Ran.
They work hand in hand.
Yes, Koreshem, the im vaday lo efrisho, because the rabbis told if vaday wasn't given, havi tebel, v'yeh aochel menakri b'mita. Now, afapish metukan legamre, ve'en tzarich letaken ela lafrish maaser ani, hilka. Even though you're only missing maaser ani, tebel according to the rabbis, hayav mita, hilka mafrisho misafek. Why? To be mahmir of a sifik or tovel, because the sifik of this item is going to be tevel. So you have to be mafrishit mi koreshem, and then you move on. Okay, that's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer and Hachamim. Now the Gemara analyzes. My love must be again. I'm reading again according to our Girsa. The Bach just reversed it according to the Girsa Od, but it comes out the same thing. Leman de Amar Sifikot Tobel, Kontish, that's a Sifikot. Who's that? Hachamim? Kasavar, Eat Le Tova Tana'a. He also holds that giving Maaseh Ani is considered Tovat Hana'a. That means what? That the Torah gave the rights for the owner to give the ma'asir ani to whoever he wants. And therefore, when I give it to a certain ani, he owes me. Okay, that's Tuvat Hana'ah. And therefore, since there is Tuvat Hana'ah, lo menya. Therefore, when this lady over here swears that she's not going to have, and makes a neder, she's not going to have Hana'ah from the Biriyot, she cannot get ma'asir ani. Because ma'asir ani is in yad of Tuvat Hana'ah. Meaning that when the fellow gives her the ma'asir ani, she owes her. She owes him. Because bottom line, he did her a favor by giving her the ma'asir ani. Therefore, you received a hana'ah. Now, I don't know why these two things are linked. I don't know why yet. If you say that ma'asir ani makes the item tevil, that means it's a tovat hana'ah. Why should these two things be interdependent on each other? But the Gemara is linking them. We'll see in Iran what the connections. Again, the Gemara is making an assumption. Just take the Gemara for granted now. Okay. The Gemara is telling you, if you say, when there's ma'asir ani in the pile, it makes the item tevin, that means when the guy gives it, he's giving you a hana'ah. Yeah. Now continue. And according to the opinion of the Bili Ezer, that says, no, you don't even got to call it the name. Even if there's ma'asir ani vadai in there, it doesn't make it tevil. Kasabar sifiko eno tobel. He's going to say that the safek does not make it tevil. Because sifiko eno tobel, let le tova tana'a, v'shari le etanuye. Which means, and if according to Bini Ezer, since he holds the ma'asir ani that's in the fire, does not make the item tevil. So that's going to translate to mean that when he does give ma'asir ani to somebody, it's not tova tana'a. There's no hana'a. There's no, and therefore he'll hold that this lady that made the neder against the whole world can receive ma'asir ani. So therefore, the one says machlok the beis rabbanan. Now we have to see the mechanics. Why should one thing be dependent on the other? If you say it's tevil, then you say it's tovat hana'ah. If you say it doesn't make it tevil, it's not hana'ah. What's the connection? Ran. Kasavar.
That's the question.
Kasavar sifiko eno tovil. Who are deen? The vadai. That's right. According to the Bili Ezer, even a vadai doesn't make a tevil. And I'm assuming the sfeka naktina and the kat sfeka. Because since we're talking about a case of sfeka, we bought it from Amaris, so we're giving a case of sfeka. We came on the sfeka to tobel, kasava let put tovat hana'a. The tovat hana'a be tobel ve eno tobel talia. They are interdependent, these concepts. Tichtiv. This is the key. Velo yehalelu et kodshe b'nei Yisrael. Et asher yarimu. Velo yahalelu, you should not profane Kodshei Yisrael, the holy foods of Yisrael, right? Et asher yarimu, that which you are going to lift up and give. Do not profane the foods. Vedarshinan, the ba'atidim letroma katu medaber. It's talking about fruit that you intend to give to the entitlements, yeah? Umedichtid lo yahalel. Mashma de tobel. Right? The halel means what? If you don't give the entitlement, it's going to become holin. It's going to become hol.
Yeah.
It's going to become unconsecrated, right? It's going to become asur. Tebel, right. The hani de table tala taramatan de ba'alim. Now, when you're calling something tebel, the Torah use tells which language does it say? Tarimu. Tarimu means what? I don't want this to become asur. Give it. Give the item.
Give over, that's not
now, lomar, shetovat hana'ah shelahem, dichtiv et asher yarimu, uchman dichtiv abehu netina dame. The word tarimu is like saying give. So what the Torah is saying like this, give your entitlements. Do not mehalel, which means do not give the entitlements, then the food's going to become asur. And therefore, how do you make it not asur? Tarimu, meaning it's like saying titnu. Oh, when you give, so that's Torah Tanah. So I'm giving the item to you. So if I could have gave it to that guy, right. I'm giving it to you. Owe me. That's Kesedana. Hilkach davka b'tetavle ikat Torah Tanah lebealim. So from this pasuk, you see what an item that makes it tevil is considered in the subject of netina. Okay, good. Which items are in the vav of tarimu? Give. Items that are in the parasha of lo yahalelu, items that will make the item profane, are subject to the law of give. Items that don't make this profane are not in the item of give.
And therefore, avad bedelot haval, lo. But if it doesn't make it terrible, meaning if it doesn't make it cholin, lo yahaleh, doesn't make it isur, it's not connected to the end of the pasuk that says, tenimu.
That's just the way it works.
Right. Umaaser ani, leman di'it sefeko eno tovel, let b'yutu matana'a. Hilkach yichoda lehanot maaser ani. Defkera be'almahu. Uman damar koreshen, kasamar sefeko tovel. Demeshu ma'akes, sanik leklotzim. וכל שספקו תובל, יתבטו בתנאה, תהייתם בכלל ולא יחללו את קודשי בני ישראל, הם אקשת חולים. אני רוצה לספק את חולים, אני צריך להרימו. תביא את הגיבל. הלכך, כיוון דהית בהנאה, אז נתונה את זה מדידי מתנה, ולא מפקרה. כך פרישו רבותיי. That's it. Which means, now you understand the link between the two, which means really גזרת הכתוב. I got a פסוק. Get the פסוק good for a minute. פסוק is telling you, know, you have a pile of fruit over here. Lo yihalel. Do not mehalel. Do not make this item profane it. Do not make it isur. Which means make sure you give tarimu, give the item you're supposed to give. Oh, so now we're seeing what? Any item that would make this isur, the Torah is saying, give it. So it doesn't become asur. Good. Now, side point now. What makes this pile asur? So the Bili Ezer says, Ma'asir Ani does not make this item Yisur, by the way. He holds, even if there's Ma'asir Ani Vadai in here, it's not Tevil.
Right.
I don't know how he knows that yet. I didn't prove that yet. Take that for granted. And therefore, if Ma'asir Ani is in there, he's telling me to eat it. So what? It's not Tevil. Therefore, it's not subject to Tarimu. Oh, but yeah, but he agrees you have to give Ma'asir Ani, by the way. But it's not a Netina. That would be just like Hefker. Ani just takes it on his own. Therefore, it's not a Hana'ah. And therefore, if a person makes a neder, right, that he's not going to have an af from the biriyot, taking ma'asir ani, not having an af from the biriyot, according to the biriyot, so taking ma'asir ani. Mashi'ik, according to hakamim, where they say, ma'asir ani is tovel. Again, I don't know how he knows that. I take that for granted. Ma'asir ani is tovel, therefore this makes it lo yahalel. Also, any other, because to make the item lo yahalel, tarimu. Give. Oh, give? Give, that means I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. Tovatala. It was be asur. Very good. Okay, now let's look at the Ran continue. Kach pshu rabotai. That's why my rabbis explained it. Velo pirshu pelukta de tobel ve'eno tobel b'maitalia. But they didn't explain why that's so. Why does the Bili Ezer say ma'asir ani is not tobel? And why do the rabbis say ma'asir ani is tobel? That they didn't tell us. So he says, "V'ra'iti mishin et hak b'feruz ze'arbe u'be'enayin nir'eh." I'm going to explain it to you. What's the pshat? Demand this virale eno tovel. That's the Bili Ezer. Hanu tama mishum this virale iefshar shiyeh kli atzmo hamur mepene ma'aser ani mehorabo yoter me'ma'aser ani atzmo. Could the owner himself eat ma'aser ani? If the owner himself ate ma'aser ani, is it asur? No. Not asur. Israel can eat ma'asir ani. So he said, I'm not going to make the pile that has ma'asir ani in it worse than ma'asir ani alone. Ma'asir ani alone, if he ate it, it's not isur. So if it's mixed in a pile, it's going to say the pile. He says, the pishlema tiruma. Tiruma is different. The bedinu shete tovelet. You know why? The kevan chi atzmo asura. Tuma itself is asur. Therefore, ra'u you should test the tarupta. The kevan the alkor chosar ikla rima min akri gotta take it out. And I'm mitbatelet sham. Which machi osev a maaser ani shu atzmo muta lezarim. A Yisrael can eat it. So therefore, he achi et tarupto hamun memenu.
You're not worse.
It's good. What? The mixture is going to be worse than the item itself? Hanu tama, the man is going to eno tovel. O man is going to tovel. Oh, so what's the shittam akhami that says the item is tovel? Mapik le tovel. Midrasha. He knows it from a pasuk. Gizat hakadov. Uchtadatzani perikesh motarot. Yachol yuhayav ela al tebel shelo uram memenu kol ikar. Uram memenu teruma gedola. Vodam memenu ma'asir rishon. Ma'asir rishon. Velo ma'asir shini. Vafilu ma'asir ani. Minayin. Tamud omar. Lo tuchal lekod b'sharecha. Ulalan hu omer. Ve'achilu b'sharecha v'sabeo. Ma'asir shakamu lalan ma'asir ani. Avka ma'asir ani. V'amar achwara lo tuchal. Good. Which means gizat hakadov. So now you have everything works out. Good. Now we know the sources of the two rabbis. Rabbi Eliezer works from Sebara. Hakamim work from Pasuk. Now I know the link between If it's not tovel, it's not subject to harama, giving. Therefore, it's not tovat tada. Therefore, if the person, the lady made a neder, she'd be able to get ma'asir ani. Whereas according to Hakamim, it is tovel, lo yahalelu, tarimu, oh, you're giving, tovat tada, asur. So, and that explains the Braita and the Mishnah. The Mishnah that said, Dafka, she can have leket, she's mutar, I'm sorry, ben leket shechal pe'ah. But ma'asir ani asur, hakamim. The Braita that said, umutar, ma'asir ani, you mean the answer? Comes the Gemara and says, now, Amar le Abaye. Abaye comes along and says, Deku le alma sefeko tobel. No, everybody agrees. Safek maaser ani is tovel. The item is going to be tebel. Oh, so if that's the case, what's the logic of Rabbi Eliezer?
Yeah.
Which means, why is Rabbi Eliezer going to come along and say Rabbi Eliezer v'rabbanan behakam epligi? Oh, let's see what the machlok Rabbi Eliezer hakamim. Okay. Which means like this, if you're telling me that everybody says it's tovel, how come Rabbi Eliezer says when you buy it from an Amash, you don't have to be Kodeshim?
Yep. You eat it.
If it's tovel,
you can eat it.
You bought it from Amaris. You have to at least Kodeshim. Don't give it to the Ani, but you have to Kodeshim. So he says, you know what? Rabbi Eliezer sabar lo nechshidu ame'aris al ma'asir Ani. Different point. You don't have to suspect an Amaris that he didn't give his ma'asir Ani. You know why? Kevan di ilu mafkir nechase v'avi ani v'shakal lehu let le peseda. Which means like this. Get it good over here. The Amaris himself, if he wanted to, he could have got this ma'asir ani legally. How? Very simple. He has his food here, right? Who qualifies for ma'asir ani? Poor people, right? Let him separate ma'asir ani, because you're saying it's tovel. Gotta separate ma'asir ani. Everybody holds his tovel. Separate it. Now we can come along and make this ruse. Rabotai, right now all my assets are hefker.
Bingo.
He's ani. Once he's ani, he can eat it. Which means if he wanted to, he didn't have to steal it. Which means you're only going to steal an item if you have no way to get it there. Yeah. Which means, Ma'asir Rishon, he's hasud on. Wow. You know he's hasud on Ma'asir Rishon?
Because
he can't get out of it. Which means the only way for him to get Ma'asir Rishon, he's got to just not give it. Okay? So he's hasud on Ma'asir Rishon. But if he can get it legally, why should he have to make it isur if he can get it legally? How can he make this legally? If he wanted to take the ma'asir ani, he would have done it with this ruse over here. Oh, and then God. When you buy it from an ama'arit, you could assume he did the ma'asir ani.
Oh,
okay, because if he wanted to keep it, he could have kept it for himself, and therefore you have to assume he took it. Okay, so therefore that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. When you buy from an ama'arit, you don't have to take ma'asir ani. Yeah. However, Hachamim come along and said, "Rabbanan savre nechse lo mafkir inche." People don't make this stuff hefker. You know why? Demirtat dilma zache bihu inche aharina. They don't even want to make the hefker for 1 second because somebody might come and take their stuff, and therefore hilkach nechshedu. Therefore, they're going to be nechshad, and then, which means like this: when Abaye is coming along to say. Don't make this machloket to be the Ezer and Hakamim. I can really tell you, everybody holds, if there's ma'asir sheni in the pile, it is tevil. Okay? Also, if it's tevil, so why does it be the Ezer when you buy from Amma Ares? You don't have to do anything. Oh, you know why? Because he gave it. Why do you assume he gave it? Because lo nechshidu al ma'asir ani. Because if he wanted to keep it, he could have kept it by making all his assets ifkir. Hakamim say, no. They're hashud on ma'asir ani as well, by the way. You know why? They don't make ifkir. Look at the Ran. Amar le Abaye. The kula ama sefeko tobel. Abaye ata limidhe perukad Rav Yosef bad akati kashuman itru braita adadi. Which is now according to Abaye, we have a stira between the Mishnah and the braita now. You can't say one is Zabir Ezer and one is Rabbanan. Because now you're saying really everybody holds it's tebel. If you hold it's tebel really, then already it's considered a Netina. If it's considered a netina, it's going to be asur. So now we have a question back on the Braita to the Mishnah. The kula ama sefeko tobel, but lo matzinu ema the kula ama sefeko no tobel. Okay, fine. So comes the Gemara and says the final answer, which means we had an answer. How to be the Ezer, how to banan. Abaye blew it out of the water. He said, that answer's not a good answer.
Because
everybody holds it is tebel. And if it is tebel, therefore, when you're giving it to the, when the guy gives it to the ani, it's tovatara.
We wanted to answer.
Oh, so therefore it's tovatara, that's why a mishnah makes sense. But the Braita clearly said that you're allowed to give masan. How do you explain that? So Gemara says, Rabbah's final answer. Rabbah says, kan masan ani mitchalek betoch habayit. תכתיבה בין נתינה ונתתה ללוי לגר משום הכי עשו לה לתנויה כמה מעשר אני מתחלק בתוך הגרנות כמעט תכתיבה ונחתה בשעריך שערי לתנויה. It depends where you're giving out the מעשר עני. Where does מעשר עני begin? In the granary, in the grain house. The guy's in the grain house, he's playing with his wheat, he's doing his stuff, all that over there. So what does the Torah say? Just leave 10% in the granary for the anim to come. Okay, so the anim walks into the granary, he sees the maser anim on the floor, leave it there, he takes it. That's not Torah Tanah. I'm not giving him anah, he's taking it on his own. Correct? I'm not giving, good. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah meant, or that's what the Braita meant, when it said, not only can the lady get Rekach Hapeah, she could also get Masir Ani, that's from the granary. Oh, but what happens after a certain amount of time, if you're going to leave it in the granary, it's going to spoil and all that. So what does the owner do? He brings it into his house.
Oh, now.
Once he brings it into his house, the Torah says, Venatata. Now you give it to the Ani. Oh, giving it ready. Now you're giving the guy, I could give it to that guy. Give it to this guy. Oh, therefore, you're getting a hana'a. Oh, but you better know that you cannot have hana'a. That's the Mishnah. Mutab b'likach chapea, but asura b'maaser ani. Look at the Ran. Rava Amar. Rava ata leferuke matnitin ubaraita. Delo kashan. Shum de matnitin ma'ali b'maaser ani am b'thalek b'tocha b'ayit. De kevan sheba'al ha'bayit b'haleko v'noten v'notno t'vatara shelo. ומשום אחרי, לא קטן מניתין ומעשר עני, דם מצרה בה, ובראית המיילי במעשר עני מתחלק בתוך הגרנות, שמניחו בגורן, וכל הרוצה ליטול,
תיטול.
And that's the answer of the Gemara. ברוך הבא לעולם, אמן ואמן.